But the parents are trying to get around this. They're saying that the gun manufacturers should be held accountable for what they're calling, in very strong words, unethical, oppressive, and immoral marketing tactics. They say that the gun manufacturers have specifically targeted young men who play video games like Call of Duty, and they've also targeted civilians who they say just are not fit to be operating these military-style rifles and firearms. In particular, the lawsuit itself puts a very fine point on it. If we can take a look at a full screen, it says, "The Bushmaster defendant's militaristic marketing reinforces the image of the AR-15 as a combat weapon used for the purpose of waging war and killing human beings." It continues on, "This marketing tactic dovetails with the widespread popularity of realistic and addictive first-person shooter games, most notably, of course, Call of Duty, that prominently feature AR-15s and rewards players for headshots and kill streaks." So they're going at it, saying that this was negligent marketing and also that it violates a Connecticut statute about unfair trade practices.